good morning. This is John Miller doing the Daily Inspirations. I introduced myself yesterday. We're from Wisconsin. And yesterday we started the reading in Colossians chapter 1, just talking about Paul's vision that Christ would be honored. And so today we're going to continue that. I think we quit here at Colossians chapter 1, around verse 20. He says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." And verse 21, I'm going to start reading there and then comment as we go here. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled, or by it, mine just has an extra line here, or by your mind in wicked works. So in other words, Christ, we were alienated from Christ by our wicked minds. Verse 22, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which is preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I do believe we read a few of these, but I think it's good to read them again just to connect the verses. Who now rejoice in your suffering for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, to whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. That's the end of the chapter 1, and I'm going to comment on this a little bit. The one I just read, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the gospel that gives us power. This is the gospel that keeps men from getting depressed. The reason we get down is because there is no power, there's no victory. We're trying to live the Christian walk, but we're trying to produce spiritual fruit with our fleshly bodies. And we have to come to the foot of the cross and allow Christ to dwell in us so that his power can produce the fruit that God is looking for. In verse 28, he says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Now, I recognize that not every man is. We don't become perfect. But I believe there is a level of perfection. There is a level of holiness that comes out of a Christian. And this is what Paul is talking about. They labor through the power of God to present every man perfect before God. Verse 29, he reminds them, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And this, I believe this is one of those verses that so clearly brings out the balance between some people think that we just have to do the best we can, and we just have to try really hard and just hope that God has mercy. You know, that when we die, that God will give us favor. But what the Bible tells us that we have to, in this life, we have to choose to give up our own works. to give up our own trying to be good enough for God. But in that, we surrender to Christ and we allow the power of Christ to come in us. And that is what gives us the power and the victory. It's Christ's power working in us. We do produce fruit. We do good works, but they are not our working. We choose to do them, allowing the power of Christ to live in us. And if you read through Paul's writings, you will notice that many times Paul would get in his head, in his mind, he would decide to go do something, sharing the gospel, doing God's work. And God said, no, don't go. Or he would say, go over here. You know, we had Brother Keith Daniel was here for three nights in Sunday morning service, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning. You know, and Keith was talking, he just mentioned, you know, this very aspect. He said, how do I know the will of God? He said, if you spend your time in the Word of God, you spend your time in the Word of God, God will direct. He used a reference that says, you know, there shall be a voice behind you, go this way or go that way. When we learn to surrender to God, God will direct our lives. Now, if you're not used to walking with God, you know, you may be worried that you're listening to Satan. That can very easily happen if we don't have discernment. That's why we have to read the Word of God, and we have to ask God to open our eyes, to come in with His Spirit and reveal His Word to us. More than that, I believe every seeking Christian needs to seek God, to go into Word. Anytime that there's something where we're not sure if it's God or if it's Satan, we need to go back to the Word of God. I pray that you don't just listen to this message, but that you pick up your own copy of the Word of God and read it, because there is life. There is eternal life in the Word of God. So that's all I'm going to share for this morning. Tomorrow we will start in chapter 2 and read there. And I hope you were blessed. If you have questions, you can actually call or text me directly, 608-487-1500. God bless your day.